I visit all the dead, but particularly the folded-up child. I bring them food, water, and water lilies from the drowned halls. I speak to them, telling them what I have been doing, and I describe any wonders that I have seen in the house. In this way, they know that they are not alone. Only I do this. The other does not. As far as I know, he has no religious practices. The 16th person. And you. Who are you? Who is it that I am writing for? Are you a traveller who has cheated tides and crossed broken floors and derelict stairs to reach these halls? Or are you perhaps someone who inhabits my own halls long after I am dead?